Begin the current daf, Masech is about the Zohar daf Chav Zayin. Begin the Mabez, Gim Tishmas, begin the Gemara, L'chai Yisholach Hashem. We're not concerned for those, that little bit of life that he still might be able to live. But says Tais of Adam Rinba, Yuman, this Gemara says, Yuman, Dapeh, Heim, and Av, Mafakhin, L'Abba, Zagab, Shabbos, that we would dig out a person from a pile of rubble on Shabbos, L'chash L'chai Yisholach, to be concerned for, you know, the few hours that he can live longer. Amma, so you see, obviously, the Chashin, we are concerned. So maybe we could say, no, the Hachab HaHassam, Abdin L'Tevaseh. Both here and there, we do whatever's better for him. In other words, the Hassam, but they like Tachash Yama, so we're not going to be concerned when he's going to die. So therefore, we are concerned. We try to, you know, dig him out. The Hachab here, Tachash, but lo yisam in Ebukachabim. And here, if we're concerned for him, and we don't get him healed from the non-Jew, Vati Yama, so for sure, going to die. Become a Khan, Shabkin HaBadi, L'Mebar HaSabik, and here and there, we leave the definite to do the doubt. So it's to do the betterment of him. Where there it's, you know, he's for sure going to die. Let's get him out for a few hours. And here, a few hours he might live. Better to let him do the operation and he might be living longer. One should not do business with the heretics. You know, to be too lengthy with them. Because they might just draw him into conversation and, you know, he might pull him into heresy. Next, it's not the beginning of the Gemara. Shani minis the mashcha. Oh, heresy is different because it's very drawing. It's very engaging. So it's the mashcha. Seemingly, it sounds like the film mumcha that even a professional doctor from a sad man that people go to get healing from the kamokam awibim in aminin. But if it's from the heretics, asl sapes shum chayli, it's forbidden to get healed from him any illness. The Talmud says we're going to say the lekamon the Gemara later on of chalchas and al b'shmaiten in the sugya the bevo kibul samim and Yaakov mino that Yaakov got healing from Yaakov the heretic. Yeshem says you can say no. The af b'min lo asru. The truth is even by heretics they didn't say it's forbidden il berfua only by a treatment. Shemaske b'shem avitz kachavim. Where he mentions the name of an idolatry. But I mean he says avitz kachavim ma'elis lekach that idolatry is affected by this. That's for sure going to come to draw a person, you know, might be effective, and he's going to think it's over desire. But also, that's forbidden. Kehidi Yerushalmi, the Hachal, like Yerushalmi over here, might brings a Maisa Berbalaz Ben Dama Ben Achaisa Rabbi Yishmal. This story that the Gemara brings, Kisha Nachash, that the snake bit him, Mavo Yaakov Ish Kafar Sakina Shemai. That's the name of Rafaisai, B'Shem Rabbi, to come and heal him in the name of his teacher, which is Yeshai. But Lahinich Bishmal, Bishmal did not let him. So the doctor says, even if he's not a heretic, he says, I'll go and take from that water of that Avodah Zarah, or from that the water in front of that Avodah Zarah. Us, it's forbidden. B'chomus rapin, one could heal with everything, except for the wood from an Avodah Zarah tree. Vayimri Diri says, the Ma'ariv Tzoma could go and Sha'amalai, like for example, he told him, Sha'isim. Mayim, that water, or Isim Eitzim, that wood, Ma'ilim is affected, but Loyachim, and nothing else, could go in all day shade. Like, for example, through a demon, Shemateri is misleading him. Because, I mean, it's through a demon that's misleading him. Because sometimes, Yeshkech B'yad Shadim, sometimes the demons have the ability, L'hatis, to mislead people, because they'll charge them to chase them away from the right path. Because Yisla, come on, like it's brought later on, Perigib Shmolda, from Nonheim and Alv, that who based Abetz Kachavim, that has a idolatry, the Chiyab Minzif Alma, below Asimitra, that when the rain wouldn't come and the world was scorned, Mischazi Bechelma, you know, he saw in the dream, but I mean, said Shchutli Gavra B'Shchutli and V'Asa Mitra, like, but the truth, like as if that was going to bring the rain. But B'Sheinu Teila to Elis Behem, Yisim Mechayim. So that's the problem because it could look like as if it's the demons, but really it's they have the power to mislead a person. So that's forbidden because he's saying it's only with Avodah Zarah. B'she'enu teilo te'elis behem yis machem. But when he's not making the effectiveness dependent on the Avodah Zarah water or wood more than anything else, Elish Amalei just tells him, "Havli my aids and bring me water or wood." Then mutl hevi av mavitz kachum. Then if that's what's available, the Jew happens to bring from that, that's going to be permitted. V'achu yisi b'shalmi. This says brought nisham perik shmoneh shratzim and the 14th perik m'sech the Shabbos. B'chol mishapen, one could get healed with everything chutz mavitz kachum except for idolatry. Until he tells him, Havli ol mavitz kachav and bring me the leaves of the Avodah Zarah. Of Amaloi, Havli ilin stama, but he just says in general, bring me the leaves. Maybe lo anshav kachav, he could bring the leaves of Avodah Zarah. The Vodimim Yerushalmi, this is brought in Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yehuda Haba Namar Meroyrin. He had this, the Namar Meroyrin, or the Girsa Tzimar Meroyrin, this type of illness. Ba'aisilei min zachis dechavi, b'lei shasa. He didn't want to drink from the from the this water of Avodah Zarah. I saw the Rebbe, but Shlosh brought to Rebbe and he drank it. Amar Mani says, Ilah b'il Rebbe, min haba, you know, ma'hein, what they are, and from Avodah Zarah, haben lo haba Shlosh, he wanted to drink it. Amar Abunah says, Masnin namar b'ken, the Mishnah also says, Emes Rappen, b'gila rais, we don't get healed from b'gila rais. So, Hasan, even because this was a similar type of a type of thing that one should not get. It was from an inappropriate. They brought him from this the fountain of Avodah Zarah. It's called Chevi, that doesn't want to get healed from, and so Hasan Nami Marish Amar Isadav Yoyel Blachad. So he says. It's also talking about where they told him this is going to be effective and nothing else. In other words, if it just happened to be from Avodah Zarah, that's not a problem. But it's where the doctor said, then he would never have drank from it, because that's considered implicit with the Avodah Zarah which is prohibited. Next, it says about the beginning of the Gemara. Well, it's the snake of the rabbis that there's no healing. So Pirush HaKohen Rashi explains, because whoever violates the sages is liable for death. I'm telling you, you can say, so even Amalar Haba says, he also didn't have any healing from the snake. What's the difference getting bitten from the snake of the rabbis, which you can't get healed from? Anyway, he's not getting healed. Yev Shalem, he says, no, the Mikar Par HaChachi, the Gemara was originally asked like this. Even Amichab Tarki, he was also bitten by a snake. So, why didn't Rabbi Shmuel let him be healed? Should Im Shechen Pam Acheres, even he's going to get bitten a second time because he violated the words of the rabbis, Yusabi Gamemeno, he'll get healed from that also. Masik, the more comes out, no, Chevet Rabban, the less la Susa. The snake of the rabbis, there's no healing. But that will bite him and he won't get healed. It won't get healed anymore. And therefore, umutiv sheyamis ben neshichas nachash zakai. So better let him die from this snake, and he's still righteous. Believe preach together without breaching the fence of the rabbis. While yamis chayiv preach together and not die with the breaching the fence. Because anyways, he's not going to get healed because that snake bite he can't get healed from. No, he says, that begins the Gemara, Yochav Philip Hesse. You would think that one could even violate in public. Says, oh, for that, he can't do a healing of Avodah Zarah in public, because that's desecrating God's holy name. Now, Umir Rabban and Pligal to Bishmal. But says, the truth is, the rabbis disagree with the teaching of Bishmal, Perek Ben Sarin, Sanedim Dalam and Alf. Because Rami, they say, if it's in public, Philip Mitzah Kale, any small mitzah, Yahar Gval Yaber, you have to let yourself be killed and not violent. But Sinna Yeshchilik Ben Abbas Kacham Nasham mitzahs. And in private, that is different between idolatry and other mitzahs. The Bishar mitzahs Yaber, you're right, other mitzahs you could violate. But if you come Yaharig, but you have to let yourself get killed. There's no difference. But in private, all of them you're allowed to violate and not get killed. But for Hesi in public, you have to let yourself killed and not violate. The Ben Dama, and this story of Ben Dama, for Hesi was out in the open, and therefore Bishmal did not let him get healed that way. If he's there, according to this, you could say, the Hada Abed LeYakob Minol Rebavo, this that Reb Yaakov Minol treated Rebavo, the Kamim Shmait later on the Chav Chesam and Aleph, which, how could he? It's from Avodah Zarah, from heresy. It's in Hava, it's in private, which is like this teaching of Bishmal. Now, Bishultis Rebachoy, in Parashav Ere, Paisik Rabban Rebishmal, he rules like the Rabban Rebishmal, that disagrees with this teaching of Bishmal. Bechimucha Zog Del Talmudo, that says obviously from the Gemara in Perek Bezik, Yisubi, that he tests him it out. Because Amar Rava, he says, Mika Midi, is there such a thing, Deilu Asa Eidim Lekamon, Lim Luche, that if the witnesses will come in front of us to ask us, Amin Lohu, we tell him, Chasum Hashekav Ataregu, sign falsely and don't get killed. Because Amin, we say, Enlecha Dabar Shemim Befinim Bekuch Nefesh, there's nothing that stands in the way of a person's life getting killed. Ella, Abad Zikham Mikil Rest of Shvichas Damim. Oh, Pahanik Rabban, that's like Rabban. Kadika Bishmol, it's like Bishmol, Ibit Sinem. If it's in private, I feel like it's Kacham Nami, then even Abad Zikham Mikil Rest of Shvichas Damim. Be professing, if it's in public, I feel like Shar Vez Nami, then even the other Averis also that Loy, we wouldn't say that. So from the fact that he's differentiating, obviously, it's like Rabban and Bishmol that say that you have to give up your life, even in private, for Abad Zah. Avakasha drew a goofy. Amal Kaman, but the difficulty is, Rav himself says later on, Perik Bishmol, that Nadal Menab, Hakolo Ibechla Loisa Abdim. Everyone was included in not serving Avodah Zarah because Shapar L'chakaz. When the Pasuk says B'chay Behem Yotza Oynus, that excludes if he was forced. Vadik Sivanen says Lo Sechalu. Don't disagree with Philba Oynus even when you're forced. So Kam Betzini Kam Beesia. Well, depends if it's in private or in public. Mashma Solni Bishmal sounds going like a Bishmal that the problem is only in public. Tzarchin says this has to be looked into further. Which tasted later on the Nandal and after Maschal Betzina, tasted exhibit of Yitzim and after Maschal. The Amr discusses this. Now, Vimrutz Lahachmer al Asma, and then Tay says, if one wants to be stringent on himself, The fill b'sham mitzvahs rishon din, by other mitzvahs he's allowed to. Kamar Rabba bar Zimra, the Yerushalmi that shayu itzlo b'kachavim, that is by a non-Jew. Amalei Achon the Beli says eat this non-kosher. Biloy, and if not ketin lach, I'm going to kill you. Amalei, he says ibris l'miktel katal. If you want to kill me, kill me. Umach mahaya, and he restrained himself. The mistama b'tzina, because we could presume that it was in private, which you don't have to give up your life. But if one wants to, one's allowed to give up his life. It says Mat begins Gemara. Kol makish mechalnas to Shabbos. Any wound that one would desecrate Shabbos for imus amen, then that's the type that you cannot get healed from Abed Zara for. So Pesach and Rashi explains. Upolagat Rabbi Yehuda must be disagreeing Rabbi Yehuda. Kedamalel, he said previously, I feel the Rabbi Kasilta that even just the taking of blood loy matzin mina, we don't get healed from Avid Kachavim, and he was saying that no, it's only if it's a type of thing that you mechal Shabbos for. Now, because it's difficult, Kedal El previously keep parshim Rabbi Yehuda when the Gemara had asked from Rabbi Yehuda. Lamaid mefarash according to what the Gemara attempted to explain, that what does the Mishnah mean by ripui mamon, that a healing of money is aimed by sakana, means there's no danger to life that you could do from the non-Jew. Umasik, the Gemara comes out, no, mamon means behemta, is animals, and the nefashis means gufa, is body, which behind Rabbi Yehuda, that was like the Gemara says, Allah, that's like the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean? Habalei suya al masnitin, when the Gemara should have added on the Mishnah, Mus Rabbi Yechanan, the teacher of Yechanan, the mafik ben sheish by sakon le'mazon, that he actually does differentiate between if there's danger to person life or not. Habalei mifik, the Gemara should have asked, but Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Michael, remember what are you going to say according to Rabbi Yehuda? The lavash mamon, rather, it sounds like when the Gemara, they like a man to pull Rabbi Yehuda, that no one disagrees with the teaching of Yehuda, but Rashi says Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. So rather, it seems to Rabbi Yechanan the body lepligi, that they're not disagreeing. Rabbi Yechanan ayri b'chayla. Rabbi Yechanan is talking about a sick person, and that is like this. Rabbi Yeshiv b'sekana, when there's danger to love kagurin makash mechal nasa Shabbos, like a wound that one would desecrate Shabbos. Aimless Shabbos, man, we don't get healing from them. Killer marnav shayyuba, because they won't ruin their reputation with such a person. Kim yamas, if he's going to die, muslish to mutibulem, he can get he can excuse himself and say, ah, masukanai, this guy was in critical condition. Now, but when there's no danger to life, mutlis shabbos, he's allowed to get healed from him. Even when he's not a professional, he's definitely not going to kill him. Because he can't get out of it. If he caught him, he's going to kill him. Or he's going to ruin his reputation. A healthy person can get ribbed to consult like a person like they have the Lancet, where they always used to do bloodletting for healthy people. That, however, is forbidden. Why? Because the non-Jew is going to harm him. He's not going to be concerned. Because he's not going to ruin his reputation maybe if he kills him. Because the people are going to say, oh, he probably did it on purpose. Because he was his enemy. But it's not going to ruin his reputation. He's not a good doctor. They're just going to think he actually wanted to harm that person. Let me tell you something. You're going to say Lael previously Kipar from Rabbi Yehuda. When the Gemara asked from Yehuda, Maila Uki Lo Masnitin B'Chaylo. Why didn't you say he's talking about a sick person? Diikul Afluki that you could eventually be in by Sakana Leish by Sakana. Okay, the Sakat Adach Mekar like we originally thought. Mammon is in by Sakana. Nefash is Yesh by Sakana. And Rabbi Yehuda B'Bar Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda only talking about a healthy person, but by sick person you can make such a chilek. Yeshem says you can say is the Mashmalay. No, the Gemara understands the Masnitin Mari B'chol Inyan. That it sounds like the Mishnah was talking about all cases, Bein Mabari, Bein Mechayla, whether healthy or not. And be Mukmas like in Mikara, and you're going to say the way they thought originally, that Ripui Mammon, the Shari, that healing the money is permitted, Loyhei El Mechayla, Bein Sakana, that would only be by a sick person that's no danger. Al Hash the Mammon Behemte, but we're saying it's by healthy also. And the fashion goof, but now they were saying that man means his animal and the fashion means his body, then yeah, that's to man in all cases, whether a healthy person or a sick person that's dangerous to his life, but at least has the category of bari. It's not b'chilish in b'sakan, but it's by both categories. Or you know, another approach you could take is Nikola Farsh Masnit, the Gemara preferred to explain the Mishnah Halach over here, Kahid in the Dorm. We wanted to say it's the same as the Mishnah Dorm of Lamechazim Abed. Hamuda no mechaveira, if someone is forbidden from a vow of having banned from his van, the Halach is made a period deep in the fashas. The words of the Mishnah were, he could heal a healing of the fashas. Of loy de mammon, not a healing of money. Now, Mefarshas and the Gemara, the end of Mem basically explains what's mammon. It means behemta is animal, but Nefash is gufay. Now, Vahasam lekalisha noyidi, you can't explain mammon is imber sakana and Nefash is yeshber sakana. The reason is, Mishum disrelay, the chol dovishel gov, anything of the person's body, chavlar for us, you have an obligation to heal him. Vahom ashamanu, and so therefore you can't say any differentiation in that. Vahom ashamanu shas babari, now whatever we said is forbidden by a healthy person, and Vahayli yeshber sakana, and a sick person that danger to his life. Says that's only by a doctor, that's not a professional. But by a professional, that's permitted. Like Rabbi Yochanan said on the beginning of Amar Alav, if it was professional, but the public is permitted. And this is what we rely on, Lahakiz Dam and Abikachavim, to do bloodletting from the non-Jew, because regarding bloodletting, everyone, all those professionals, they're all considered professionals, and therefore we're not concerned.